To the editor, the current term of strong counsel has a reputation for reprisal. If you want details about that, speak to Mayor Bryson of Jolie Township and why Jolie Council is being evicted from the Strong Township office that they were sharing. Recently, Mayor Alick of Strong Township stated in her retirement announcement that council is embarking upon the creation of a community hub that will easily cost $1 million and will have year-round use. During a special meeting that occurred June 29, Strong Council discussed with two engineers specific challenges involved with the excavating of the land where the proposed mega dome structure will be built. Treasurer Dan Trutchen, who appears to be the lead on this project and has more to say about it than the actual members of council, said that these challenges are to be expected and that it normally comes at a significant cost, to which both engineers agreed. Strong Council supported unanimously that $300,000 of the 2022 reserve fund should be reserved to pay for and support this project. This certainly generates some questions. Who actually asked for this project? Why is the current term of Strong Council starting what Mayor Alick calls the single largest project in the history of Strong Township, when there are only 6 months left remaining in their current term? Why do they need to have a mega dome, a hockey rink, basketball nets, outdoor adult exercise equipment, and a sound system when a number of these things currently exist in Sundridge? Why is Strong Council choosing to reserve $300,000 of their funds for this project when their roads are presently in the state that they are? Why is Strong Council choosing to reserve $300,000 of their funds for this project but they refuse to share the cost of a fire prevention officer, which was roughly $25,000 a year? A fire prevention officer that can dramatically impact the health and safety of people who live in Strong Township and who receive three times as many fire and medical calls than the village of Sundridge. To be clear, while there are not currently any mega domes in the region, I'm assuming that the upkeep for the facility and the staff to care for it is greater than $25,000 a year. And I suspect it does nothing to prevent people's homes from burning down. Why is council choosing to reserve $300,000 of their funds for this project when they refuse to spend any more money on the medical center and the salary for a much-needed office manager that can be used to diminish overall costs over the long term as well as help with physician recruitment and retention? What do the taxpayers of Strong Township actually have to say about this? What do the taxpayers of Sundridge and Jolie have to say about this when they have been dramatically impacted by decisions of this term of Strong Council for the last 3 years and 6 months in terms of cost saving, and then Strong Council announces their mega dome? At the special meeting on June 29, Councillor Stickland said, "We are still excited about this project, even when you bring us bad news." This term of council has proven multiple times over the last 3 years and 6 months that they are concerned about spending in the region. But they are eager for this project and enthusiastically and unanimously vote for this project. The public really needs to weigh in on what Mayor Alick refers to as a million-dollar project, and there presently does not seem to be any manner of public input regarding the need or guidance around this project. Cheers. Steve Hicks, Editor's Note. Mr. Hicks is a former councillor for the village of Sundridge.